The Kalamazoo Singers are back in concert on Saturday with a concert at 7 p.m. in Comstock High School Auditorium. And this is a program called Showstoppers. I'm excited to talk about it with the director of the Kalamazoo Singers, Rick Phelps. Thanks for joining me again here at WMUK on classical WMUK 89.9.
Yes, Akira, it's always good to be here. I have such a good time chatting with this with you about all the music that we sing with the K-Singers. It's great.
So we need to decide on what is a showstopper?
Well, okay, so don't hold me too much to this, but when I came up with the idea of a concert, it was just pieces in musical theater that are just arresting. Now, they could actually bring the show to a stop. All the drama could center around it, or it's just such a rousing hit that it makes the audience tap their toes, want to get up and dance and that sort of thing. So it's our loose definition of showstopper, which is just something that is exciting and fun to listen to. It could also be just a poignant ballad that just grabs your heart and won't let go, or it can be a rip-snorting huge dance number,
Right.
Anything like that.
I was having conflicting feelings in my mind about what a showstopper is, because sometimes that one character meets their moment and finally has that chance to sing his heart out. And other times, everyone is on stage and nothing gets left behind. And
that's right.
That's a showstopper too.
That's right. And you'll hear both in this concert. We have, big, huge ensemble numbers, and we have, one person center stage pouring his or her heart out. And they both are beautiful, arresting, powerful, fun, touching, poignant. All the qualities you could think of in any great piece of music.
The Kalamazoo Singers is a have your cake and eat it too kind of group, because they've never wanted to give up many aspects of music making and just settle for one track. There are soloists within this group, and there's a chance to feature them is welcome.
That's right. For a long time, we had a motto, which I won't be able to quote quite exactly, but the gist of it was that our first goal is excellence, that everything we do is excellent. And then beyond that, we want to sing music from across the choral spectrum. And that, for us, has meant anything from Renaissance music, even predating 1450, we can go way back, and we will perform music that was composed yesterday, by one of our accompanist, for example, John Griffin, who wrote a piece for our 40th anniversary. And we try to sing everything that we do. We try to sing it beautifully. We try to sing it well, but we try not to miss any era. So one Christmas season ago, we sang all German, basically, from the Baroque. And here we are singing music theater tunes.
Were you prevailed upon? And I'm curious to know if any Kalamazoo Singers members said, my heart is set on this, or would you please consider this?
That's interesting. Actually, for this concert, no. Now, I did in the past. I did a concert where I asked them a year ahead of time, like, what are your favorites? What do you want to sing? I want to put a concert together of all your favorites. That's not this concert. This is a concert more of my favorites. However, we held auditions for solos and small ensembles, and so we got a great smattering of those, and so you'll see all kinds of different solo singing going on with a concert. And so in that sense, they prevailed upon me to choose them, because they had to audition, and they had to be ready, had to be prepped and solid and all that. And if it fit my, not really story for the whole concert, but if I could see a way for me to put the song into the context of the other songs we were doing, then it was golden. And by the way, all the auditions were fabulous, so it was very hard to, choose. Johnny, I'm not going to use your solo, but Susie, I want to use you on this song. So we have a good time with that. And like you said, there's a lot of fine soloists, and this is cool because it gives nearly a dozen, I think, of us, of them, to have an opportunity like that.
That's great. Well, if you don't exactly have a story, what is the closest thing you would describe this concert to?
I think, in a sense, it's a maybe it's three different parts. It's openings and it's closings, and it's those strong moments in between. So we have a couple songs like the tremendous movie. If you haven't seen The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman and all that, it's just a phenomenal movie about P.T. Barnum. Of course, it's a made up story. A lot of it based loosely on Barnum's life, but as a theater piece, as a piece of as a movie, and as a musical theater piece, it's just phenomenal. I will confess that I have probably watched the movie 30 times, maybe twice that. I have listened to the soundtrack hundreds of times. It's one of those pieces that's infectious. It is, the music is so universally good, and each piece is so different. So we're starting with The Greatest Show from The Greatest Showman. Of course, that sets us up. It's a bit of, it's a bit of a double entendre. We want our audience to come in and sit down and say, hey, this show's going to be great. So we start off with this super energetic, rhythmic, pulsing piece called The Greatest Show.
Kalamazoo Singers on Saturday at 7 o'clock will be starting their program called Showstoppers with The Greatest Show from The Greatest Showman. And I'm here with director Rick Phelps, who is an admitted great fan of this very new musical, which began as a movie. I'm wondering if it's going to move to stage very soon.
I don't know about soon, but it seems inevitable. I mean, Wicked has been out there for 20 years, and everybody's waiting for it to be released. And it will be. It's also going to be a movie, and I think is still in the works right now. But it's too great a show not to become a stage show that high schools and colleges can put on, and community theater as well. We also are doing some things that people will just love, like we're doing a Circle of Life from The Lion King, right? So that's both an animated kids film, right?
Right.
And an unbelievable Broadway sensation. If you've never seen The Lion King live in the Broadway version, whether touring or in New York, it is such a spectacle you cannot even imagine. It takes your breath away. And really shows you the power of live theater. And unfortunately, Kalamazoo friends, we do not have the giraffes and elephants from the Broadway production that will be, part of our show, but we'll do our best to sing it well.
This will be at Comstock High School Auditorium, which, if you don't know the venue, it is a charming space, lots of seating as well as lots of parking.
Yeah, this is our first time, at least with me at the helm, going slightly farther afield. We've performed in numerous churches. That's our main venue here, and they're mostly in the downtown area of Kalamazoo. But this will be neat because we'll be a little bit out of town. We'll be in a theater, a proper theater, so that the music fits the space a little bit better. And we do have a little bit, the soloists, for example, are all staged and moving, and we're using little costume pieces just to identify characters and things like that. So,
wow.
So when the soloists come and sing their song, it's not just going to be walking up to a microphone and standing and singing. They'll be doing their best, singing-wise and acting-wise, to convey that story kind of in the context of their show, not really in the context of our show. We're not trying to tie the pieces together and make a running narrative. But each vignette, if you will live in its own time and space. And you'll get to see some acting and a little bit of dancing and some stage movement and things like that. Stuff that challenges us and we rarely do. And even a little band. We'll have five or six pieces, bass, piano, a couple winds. So that'll be a different sound to go with the mix.
Well, keep telling me about this music. What else do you have going?
Well, we do have one little nod to Gilbert and Sullivan, which, of course, is a long, long-standing love of mine, and certainly probably the closest thing we have to the beginning of music theater. It's really opera. It's operatic. The singing and the sounds that are expected, but it's our nod to the beginnings of this tremendous art form, which we now know and love as music theater, as Broadway music, as show tunes. So we'll be singing Danza Cachuca from the Gondoliers, and that is just a really fun, lively, energetic dance.
I'm listening to Gilbert and Sullivan highlight with director Rick Phelps of the Kalamazoo Singers. And the program is called Showstoppers this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Comstock High School Auditorium. Great fun. What else is on the program?
There are some terrific solos. Let me just run through a few of those. We'll be singing, we have two, a soprano and alto, a duet, singing What Is This Feeling from Wicked. Someone Like You from Jekyll and Hyde. One of our longstanding members is going to sing the hilarious song Just a Gigolo. Mm-hmm. The song is sung as an old man, and our singer is a very young mid-70s. So it just, you know, it's one of those things that fits perfectly, and he's just got it down, acts it beautifully, sings it beautifully. It's just hilarious. One of our newer members is going to sing On a Clear Day from On a Clear Day. The whole board got into the action and they auditioned. So the board of directors of the Kalamazoo Singers will be featured as an ensemble. And so I'll participate in that too. And as the bass in the quartet, we're going to do Pick a Little, Talk a Little, and Good Night, Ladies.
Oh, my.
So a little bit of Music Man action there.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the solos that we'll be hearing. Impossible Dream from Don Quixote, or The Man of La Mancha.
You're going to have to acquit yourself in front of your own singers.
That's right. Well, fortunately, I think the bass line only has three notes, G, C, and D, or something like that. So it's pretty pretty simple bass line in the barbershop quartet.
Sounds very fun.
It will be.
It's still possible to mess up G, C, and D.
That's true. That's true.
So that's a sample of some of the solos that you will hear on Saturday when the Kalamazoo Singers performs Showstoppers. You also talked about a program of beginnings and middles and ends.
Right. So an example of a beginning is The Greatest Show, which starts out the movie. Another Day of Sun from La La Land, another phenomenal movie musical. I haven't watched it, 30 times, but I've seen it, two or three, four times and listened to the soundtrack. But Another Day of Sun is just it's just such an uplifting, upbeat. It talks about, people leaving their homes as young people and going to New York, going to LA, following their dreams. I want to be a movie star. I want to be an actor. I want to be in theater. I want to do this. And all the challenges all the rejections. It's a thousand no's before the first yes. And yet through it all, like when life knocks you down, you get back up. And tomorrow's another day of sun. It's talking about being in Southern California. And it's true. I had a dear friend, a colleague at Interlochen that I worked with for 10 years. And he lived in San Diego. And he said, Rick, the weather here, it's just so boring. Every day you wake up, blue sky, calm air, 78 degrees, and you go to bed and the same thing the next day. And of course, he's saying this all with a twinkle in his eye because he's from Michigan. He's got his doctorate in theater from University of Michigan, 60 years ago. And so he's really not complaining about the weather, but the song tells it's another day of sun, and it's just sunny day after day after day after day. And once in a while, you know, there's, what is that? Oh, that's rain, or, you know, it's so. So, but that's the opening of that show. As far as closings go, I'm sure many of our audience will remember One Day More, which is the close of the first act of Les Miserables.
Yes.
And a bunch of soloists singing that and doing that, and then the whole chorus comes in and finishes it off. So,
it's an anthem or anthemic kind of?
Very much so. Yeah. What it does in the context of Les Miserables as a musical is it gives every character that you've been introduced to so far their moment. So you get the students, you get Javert, you get Jean Valjean, you get Eponine, you get all these characters, and they're all talking to the audience, sort of over each other in some ways, and they're all saying, this is who I am, this is what I believe, don't forget to come back for the second act, because then we're going to work out the rest of our story and character. But it's just this big amalgamation of all these characterizations going on at once.
Behind the scenes, is there anyone who has to specifically craft an arrangement, or are you lucky enough to have discovered or found arrangements out there for a chorus like yours when they came from a different medium?
Fantastic question. In some cases, this music theater music sometimes comes with the option of buying music packs that you can, you know, tailor to your own ensemble. So you can buy a jazz band pack or get a strings and winds and percussion sort of thing. But in our case, we not only were able to buy a few of those, but as I mentioned earlier in the interview, our own pianist, John Griffin, who has a doctorate in composition from Iowa, he made an arrangement for winds for one of the pieces because there wasn't anything available, and he just sat down and you know, whipped it out in a couple of days.
Bravo,
so
John.
No kidding. Thank you, John. And just to have that resource available really enhances what we're able to do. Because otherwise it's I don't want to say just the piano, because there is so much music written for just piano and chorus.
Yeah.
But in this music is enhanced by having a broader tonal palette.
That's right. The show is called Showstoppers, and it's this Saturday at 7 o'clock at Comstock High School Auditorium, featuring the Kalamazoo Singers. There will be a live band, John Griffin on piano, and Rick Phelps directing and taking his own singing part in one segment. What else can you tell us about it?
Well, you had mentioned openings, and I gave you a little bit of a closing, which is in the middle of a show, One Day More. But then to end our very own show, we'll be singing the closer from Hairspray, You Can't Stop the Beat. And of course, that's our own metaphor, our nod to music in general, to singing, to the Kalamazoo Singers. You know, whatever happens, music can't be stopped. You can't stop the beat. And so we'll end the concert not really being philosophical. We're just there to sing the song. But you can take the philosophy with you and say, you know what? This thing called music that we love so much is going to go on and on and on, because it's just part of it's not just part of, what should I say? It is a vital part of the human experience and existence. We can't live. We can't thrive without music.
With you on that, Rick, and I love your choice of your final showstopper from Hairspray, which has not only a to die for almost exact replica of the pop music of the 60s in it, but the greatest message you could ask for, and everyone goes home feeling great and included. I like all the musicals you chose. I don't know what I expected, but it's a nice combination of the newer ones and the real classics. And what a show.
Yeah. We should stop it.
Have a great time, Rick. Thanks for coming to talk about it on WMUK.
Thanks, Kara. Always a pleasure.